USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling on House Republicans to honor the bipartisan agreement negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden.
House Republicans failed multiple times this week to do their basic duty, keep the government running. Instead, they were pushed to the extremes with increasingly severe cuts to programs Americans rely on.
She criticizes a group of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills unlikely to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by the end of the month to avert a shutdown. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. Serviceman is missing and the main building is damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified that the individual was just missing. Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He's denied all the allegations. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's revealed her economic blueprint. It features abolishing the federal gas and diesel tax, reducing taxes for the middle class, and reverting federal spending to pre-COVID levels. The former South Carolina governor also pledged to protect Social Security and Medicare should she be elected president. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Tropical storm warnings are in effect along the mid-Atlantic coast. The system presently referred to as potential tropical cyclone 16 is forecast to make named tropical storm status later today. The storm center is anticipated to reach the North Carolina coast by tonight. A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York had recently suspended it. While Schumer didn't provide a reason, it's widely speculated it was to accommodate Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie in the Senate. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the Senate must take action to overturn this unilateral decision. Hope you don't mind commercials too much.
Amazon's Prime Video will begin showing ads now during the shows and movies that you love to watch starting next year, joining other streaming services that have added different tiers of subscriptions. Members of Amazon Prime can pay $2.99 a month in the U.S. to keep their service ad-free. Amazon said it's not making changes to the price of Prime membership next year, though, if that makes you feel any better. I'm Corey Myers.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has proclaimed tomorrow as Bruce Springsteen Day in tribute to the New Jersey-born rock icon. Murphy believes that if anyone merits a day in their honor, it's Bruce Springsteen. And it's also fitting that September 23rd is the rock legend's birthday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
These things have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.